Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the New Hunter's Guide, the podcast helping new hunters get started and helping active hunters learn new things. I'm your host, George Kanitas, and today we're going to be talking about hunting boots, specifically hunting boots for new hunters. So people ask and they talk about, you know, what is the best boot for a new hunter to get? It's not as simple as the best make and model, the best brand, the best particular, you know, boot on their line. It's about type of boots and it's about what best fits your scenario. So, there's two different ways to approach this. The first way, which is the question I normally ask, what boots do you already have? Those are the best boots to start with. The boots that you already own are the best boots to start with. If they're not warm, you can add socks. You could throw hand warmers into the boots, which I recommend on any cold day, period. You could do all sorts of stuff to add insulation to the boot. You could put on a heavy wool sock, hand warmer, put a plastic bag over that, and then slip your foot with the bag in it into the boot if the boot is, you know, has wind or water issues. Whatever boot you already have, start with that. Get into the woods. Get some experience. Learn what's important to you in a boot. Learn what you don't like about those boots. And that'll help you, you know, spend money on something that you can be feel confident is going to be a step up. If you just go out and buy something because it's there or a salesperson talks you into it, it may not be a good fit for you. It may not do what you want it to do. It may not help the way you think it's going to help because you don't have the experience to weigh and balance the features of what you prefer versus what you don't. So on one hand, the best boot to start with is the boot you already have. Number two, if you're going to buy a boot, if you're ready to take that step, if you're going to spend money, there's a number of factors to think about. Number one, how far do you need to walk in that boot? If you're going to cover, you know, miles and tens of miles, you need a different kind of boot than you if you're only going to walk half a mile in a day or less. So you really need to think about that. How far am I going to walk? Now, to be honest, I think it's easier to buy a boot you don't have to walk far in because you can get a boot that you're not as worried about the fit and you're more worried about the features and the warmth. But if you're going to have to walk 10 miles a day in that boot, then you really need to think about a lighter boot, something that's more hiking style, something that you're sure has a good fit, and on and on. So you got to weigh that out. There's no perfect answer for everybody. But for deer hunting, I think the ideal type of boot is something that is rubber and waterproof. Solid rubber boot, waterproof up to your knee. I really like muck boots. Those are one of my favorites. They're incredibly warm, but they're also incredibly expensive. One of the higher priced ones on the market. You don't need to spend that much money. You can get, you know, you don't have to spend $150 on a boot. You can get a $50 rubber boot and you can insulate it yourself and you can work that for a while. The idea is this. So if leather boots and fabric boots are going to hold scent more, a rubber boot is going to hold less scent. And the idea with the scent is when you're walking. So if you have a boot that's all leather with a polymer base, that leather boot is going to hold a lot of scent. Leather is animal hide, and it's going to absorb your scent and your odor. And as you walk through the woods, it's going to rub off on the grass, on the sticks, on the dirt you walk on, and it's going to leave more of a scent trail. Rubber, on the other hand, is a scent barrier. So you take a rubber boot. If you really want to, you can get out of your truck, spray it with some anti-scent spray, and you're going to leave much less scent trail as you walk through the brush and through leaves and through grass and whatever you walk through. You're going to leave much less scent, and scent that dissipates faster. And that's the number one advantage, I think, for any hunter, but especially new hunters. If you can minimize your scent trail, you will spook less deer, you'll leave less pressure on the land in terms of affecting deer habits and movements and deer walking around in the daylight. And that will be a huge benefit, especially if you're hunting the same area multiple times. So I'm a big proponent of all rubber boots. The other advantage to rubber boots is you can walk through water. You can walk through mud. You can go through small streams. You can usually find ways to wade through large streams. You can find places where the water is low enough that it's below your knee and you can get through that even if it's cold out. Huge advantage. Most boots, they may be water resistant to the point where they're not going to, your feet won't get red in the rain, but when you're walking through that kind of stuff, you're not going to walk through a stream and stay dry. It doesn't matter. It's just not going to happen. So pretty much any boot with laces, unless the laces are in an outer layer and there's a solid shell behind the laces, you got to be careful with.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So you an all rubber boot, or a lot of them, they're like the bottom half is rubber and the top half is like some kind of neoprene, but it's waterproof all the way up to the top of wherever the boot ends near your knee. So that's really nice for the waterproof. Now, something that you might not think about, I didn't think about this before, is walking through the morning or walking through brush on a morning where there's a lot of dew. I didn't walk through any swamps. I didn't walk through any streams, but there's, knee-high grass, and it was dew on the grass. And my legs were completely drenched by the time I made it to my spot. Completely drenched. Soaked through, and the water was on my pants, seeped right into my boots, and seeped right through my boots because my boots weren't high. And I was like, oh, this is terrible. And freezing by the time you get to your spot. I had to call that day early, because I was just so cold because I was so wet. So that doesn't work well. You got to be careful with that. You got to think about that. Another advantage of the rubber boots, in my mind, I think, is they're easier to get on and off. I've got a nice pair of hunting boots. They're well insulated. But it takes me 10 minutes to tie them both up, because there's so many laces and latches. And the lacing procedure on those is exhausting. Rubber boots, you slip them right on and away you go. So that's a benefit. So I'd recommend that you go after rubber boots for deer hunting. Now, turkey hunting, not as big of a deal with the scent thing. You don't have to worry about that. There is no scent issue there. Turkeys, essentially, as far as a hunter is concerned, don't smell. They just don't smell things. They do, but it doesn't affect you at all. So you don't have to worry about that. And also, it's usually warmer in turkey season, so if your feet get wet, it's not as big of a deal. Now, rubber boots can still be good if you got to go through a lot of water, but different kind of hunting takes different kind of boots. If I was going to go out on a day where I'm hiking 10 or 15 miles, I'm not going to wear rubber boots, because I need something that's just better support, better for my feet, better on my back, lighter. I'm going to wear more like a hiking boot than I am that, so I can cover more ground with ease. So you got to think about your scenario. At the end of the day, after you've been doing this a few years, you're going to end up with multiple kinds of boots for different, you know, different types of hunting, different types of days, and so on. And that's healthy. But where do you start? Well, I recommend you start with the boot that you have and use that. Number two, I would say go after an all-rubber boot for scent control and water control. And they're actually amazingly warm if you get an insulated one. And beyond that, think about how far you got to travel, how far you got to hike, and what's going to be comfortable and useful to cover that much ground. So I hope that's helpful. Till next time, you guys, God bless you. Go get them in the woods, and make sure you head to the website, newhuntersguide.com, for the show notes, more information, and other episodes. Catch you later.